Jamie, good morning, buddy.
Hey, guys. How are you? Where's Rick?
He leaves.
Bathroom break.
Yeah, what? He leaves all the time.
I'm not doing this interview. I'm not doing this interview without Rick.
Nice talking to you, too.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Have a good day.
So, obviously, Jamie, you don't know him that well. If you're not doing the interview, you don't know him that well.
He just ducks out a little bit, right?
He's on his own schedule. Hey, our poll question today, and it has nothing to do with salary. We just wondered which Winnipeg Jet player would the Vancouver Canucks like in their lineup. Our options are Mark Scheifele, Patrick Laine, Dustin Byfuglien, or Connor Hellebuyck. What would you choose as a guy who's around these guys all the time? Who would have the biggest impact out West?
Well, you can't go wrong with goaltending because, no offense to Canucks fans, I think Connor Hellebuyck was an improvement in that department. But you always pick the centerman, right? Even though Dustin Byfuglien provides a unique style of game every night that not many defensemen in the National Hockey League do, and goal scorers just don't fall off trees, which is what Patrick Laine is. But all around, like, defensively, offensive threat, plays in the power play, kills penalties. So I think I would pick Mark Scheifele. Just don't tell any of the other three guys I said that.
Jamie, you're correct. 43% of our listeners are agreeing with you.
You always go for the center.
So the Jets are pretty much in a spot where we pretty much expected them once this season started. What, 11-5-2, I think, to start the season? Just coming off a three-game winning streak ended by the Sabres in a shootout the other night. Where's this team in your mind so far this year, Jamie?
Well, the beginning part of the year, they kind of were lacking that defensive game that had got them, you know, as far as the conference final last year. And I think, you know, that you could say about that about any team in the NHL defensively to start off the year. You're not as sharp or as crisp as you ordinarily would be, and not going the right lanes ordinarily. But the Jets right now, defensive wise, are very close to where they want to be. Goaltending wise, Connor Hellebuyck has had a really good month in November, and I think you can't complain about the physicality of this hockey club. I heard you mention the Josh Morrissey hit the other day, but this is a team that can get physical if the game requires it. And offensively, I don't think you can complain about the weapons that they have. So I think the most important part to them, at least according to Paul Maurice, is that they're showing up the goals against per game. They've really tightened up in that aspect. And to start the year, there was three games where they gave up more than 40 shots in the first eight games. The last 10, that hasn't happened. I think the most they've given up is 38. So that was an overtime game. I think right now, they're pretty happy with where they are, even though, as you see in the Central Division, you have to go on a pretty good run to get the top of the division, and you can't fall off at any point if you want to stay in the top three. So the Jets are aware of that heading out to this road trip, which starts tonight in Vancouver.
Jamie, I mean, you're around this club all the time. We sit here and analyze everything with the Canucks, and we're trying to stay positive after a great start, but we're kind of realistic as well. This must be a Winnipeg team that just, even when things aren't going well, it doesn't happen very often that way, but they must just exude confidence and know they're just waiting for the middle of April and to take their run, are they not?
Yeah, I think so. You know, there's lots of smiles at practice. You guys know this as much as anybody. When things are going well, it's easy to have fun, but I think the beginning part of the year, at the start of training camp, nobody wanted to talk about last year, even though the franchise went deeper in the playoffs than they ever have, and it was such a great story throughout the spring. Management, coaching staff, they just wanted to put that behind them. And I think, you know, everybody still did want to talk about what happened last year because it was such a good run. So now they're aware of how hard it is to get where they got to go. And as I mentioned, you know, the center of the division is very difficult. And I think that was one of the main reasons why they didn't want to talk about last year, because the road ahead of them is going to be challenging. St. Louis hasn't been as good as people thought they were going to be. I thought they were going to be at least a top three in the Central. But, you know, you still have Nashville. Minnesota's playing very well right now, and I can go down the list. The Colorado's on the rise as well. So I think they realize how long it takes and how long of a grind the NHL season is. So fan-wise, if they're not winning 10-0, their fans here are upset. But I think for the most part, the Jets are pretty pleased with how things are shaking down as they get into the latter part of November.
Talking Jets hockey with Jamie Thomas here on Sportsnet 650. Patrick Laine, 8 goals, 11 points in the first 18 games. Big deal or no big deal?
I don't think it's a big deal. With goal scorers, I mean, you first off, you look and you see him, he's in on the third line, right? He's been bumped up to the second line recently for a stretch there. Back in Toronto, before they left for Helsinki, he was as low as the fourth line, and that had,
you know, people in Finland shaking their heads, and there was some controversy there about that when we headed over to Helsinki. But I think there's ebbs and flows with a sniper. He's getting his opportunity with Brian Little and Kyle Connor on the second unit. Of course, he's on the top flight with the power play. He scores goals in bunches. That's just who he is. That's just what he is. He may not be thrilled about how much playing time he's getting, but when you look at how deep the Jets are at forward, it's hard to distribute that ice time in the way that any superstar would like to have. So I know you look at the numbers as they're low right now, but as long as he's on that top power play unit, the numbers are going to come. So I still think 40 goals is a realistic expectation for Patrick Laine. He's in the final year of his ELC, and we'll see what kind of money gets paid out. But I will not be shocked when he's up at 40 goals.
There you go. Like, no pressure, but this is the contract year, right? And I wonder if that's on his mind at all.
When a team goes as far as they do, Jamie, you get to see him play a lot. Who's the most underappreciated player on that Jets lineup?
Still Josh Morrissey, guys. I would say 9 times out of 10 because just he's not flashy, but you'll see tonight a good indication is that he just doesn't make mistakes and he makes the right play 99% of the time. And I'm putting a lot of pressure on him tonight for Canucks fans to see this, but like 9 times out of 10, he does the right thing. And it's rare to see him make an awful mistake. Actually, I haven't seen him do one this year so far, and it is early. But in terms of his offensive side of his game, he's very good. The Jets had him on the top power play when Dustin Byfuglien missed a couple of games with an injury earlier this season. And he just has that offensive side that maybe people don't know a whole lot about. So he does have that going for him. So as he gets towards his next contract, which is in a couple or this year and the year after, it'll be interesting to see how much the Jets decide to use him on the offensive side of things. And I mean the top power play or even the second power play unit to get those offensive numbers up. But I think still, I would say every day that Josh Morrissey isn't as appreciated as much as he should be.
Nice to catch up, buddy. Enjoy the game tonight, and we'll pass along the message that you were looking for Dhaliwal.
Remember, it's minus 25 here, and I don't know when it's there. So it's warmer than that.
Hey, so, are they bitter about the Bombers' effort yesterday?
That 28 years thing is a long time. Calgary is just so good; it doesn't matter what. So I don't know what the expectation was, but most of the people I'm listening on the radio today seem fine with the course that the Bombers are having right now. So that's a rare thing to hear, indeed. But it's not a bad day when you lose to the Calgary Stampeders.
Yeah, I feel like you're due at some point in time, but 28 years does feel like a long time. Ooh. Thanks, Jamie.
Especially in the 19 league, guys.
Yeah, kidding. Yeah, true. That's it. So you're telling me there's a chance, just not really in 30 years. That's Jamie Thomas from Jets TV. Thanks, Jamie.
You bet, guys. All the
best. Sportsnet 650.